WCQ, this is K4HNR calling CQ to the Blue Ridge Tumeter Net. Your net control tonight is K4HNR. My name is Connor and my location is Greenville, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. and in the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. It's located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276 at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. To operate on this frequency, are invited to check in. And before we get started with the roll call, are there any announcements, bulletins, or formal traffic for the net? If so, please call K4HNR or Net Control. Begin the roll call. This stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. And as you check in, please give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACU portion. And before we get to any RF check-ins, let's go ahead and welcome those who have used the pre-net check-in function on the repeater, and then we'll see who is. But first, with those pre-net check-ins, we've got KC4PLT, that's Richard and Pendergrass, KF4CKT, that's John and Honeypath, KC4WGG, Patrick in Rome, Georgia, KE4VGN, Richard in Greenville, N4UYB, that's Rebecca in Monroe, Georgia, N4DFM, that's Tony up in Richmond, Virginia, AA4GH, that's Gus down in Punta Gorda, Florida, K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity, KO4ZEW, that's Ben here in Simpsonville, KG4PFI, that's Don in Piedmont, and his wife Linda, KG4QLQ. And we'd like to welcome NC9V, that's Leon up in Hendersonville, and his wife KE4DXJ, Wendy up in Hendersonville. And we'd like to welcome WA4JJZ, that's Andrew up in Mount Pisgah, KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock, N4CRV, that's Lee here in Simpsonville, W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville, and KB2BYQ, that's Dave over in Easley. And thanks everyone for using the pre-net check-in function on the repeater on the website. We do appreciate it. Glad we can get you checked in here on a Saturday night. And before we get to any RF check-ins, let's let any EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only for the check-in, just call K4HNR or Net Control.
K4HNR, please check in, KQ4TGH. My name is Jonathan. I'm in Easley. I'll be negative and negative.
HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KQ4TGH. That's Jonathan over in Easley. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Jonathan. Thanks so much. Hope you're having a good weekend. All right, let's go ahead and get started with the RF check-ins. And tonight being a Saturday night, we're going to start with the Alpha through Delta group. If the suffix of your call sign begins with Alpha through Delta, A through D, please call K4HNR or Net Control.
Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar. And we're both negative. Also, my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Michelle. She's in our shows, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73 to you, and all on the net.
Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Control. Now, this is Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ4DKI, Jack. Over here on the south side of Rock Hill, man. Y'all have a great one. Hope everybody had a Merry Christmas and have a safe and happy New Year. Y'all take care.
Net Control. Turn Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty, Home and More. No traffic, no comments, but I need a short informal with Gary.
With the Blue Ridge Two-meter net, a good group to get us started here. First, we'd like to welcome KK4DMW, that's Rick in Piedmont, and his wife, KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, and via telephone relay, their daughter, Michelle, that's KM4MOQ over in Ware Shoals. Thanks so much for checking in, y'all in the family tonight, Rick. Good to hear from you. Hope you guys are doing well. And next, we'd like to welcome KR4ACR, that's Terry and Moore. And KI4DOS, that's Mr. Gary over in Easley. That's our Wednesday night net controller. And his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Hope you all are doing well and having a good weekend. And then we'd like to welcome KJ4BKI. That's Mr. Jack over in Rock Hill. And Merry Christmas to you too, Jack. And a Happy New Year to you. Hope you're doing well and hope you have a good rest of your weekend. And last, we'd like to welcome WU2T. That's Mr. Rusty over in Moore. And no problem coming in out of turn. Glad we can get you checked in here. And, yeah, go right ahead with your informal.
Thank you, Net Control. KI4DOS, WU2T.
WU2T, KI4DOS. Hey, Rusty.
Hey, Gary. Did you get my listing on the SwapNet on Wednesday night?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay, the one thing that needs to be changed to that is that the price is negotiable.
That changed for you, Rusty. No, no problem there.
Okay, appreciate it. I'll let you give it back, Net Control. W2T clear.
Thanks for letting me know. KI4DOS back to Net.
HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, I appreciate you jumping in and sharing that with us, Rusty. You love to hear a negotiable price. I'm sure no one minds that at all. All right, let's open it up one more time to the Alpha through Delta group. Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call K4HNR or Net Control.
K4HNR. Good evening, Connor. I'm late again. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling in, Connor. You're doing a fine job. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello to Chris, he's out there.
Control check in out of turn, Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5WLL. Leroy Taylor's mobile, negative and negative. Have a good night.
Control check in, KR4DWT, Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Whiskey Tango, Nathan Pickens, negative and negative.
HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. First, we'd like to welcome N0TR, that's Mr. Tom over in Greer. And no, sir, you're not late. We're just here getting started. We're still in the first group here. So, but glad we can get you checked in here anyway, and hope you're having a great weekend so far. And next, we'd like to welcome KA5WLL. That's Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's. Hope you're having a good weekend tonight, Leroy. Thanks for stopping by and checking in with us tonight. And then we'd like to welcome KR4DWT, Mr. Nate over in Pickens. I think this is the first time I've got you here on my net tonight, Nate, and good to hear from you. I hope you're having a good weekend, and thanks for stopping by and checking in with us tonight. All right, let's go ahead and move it on to the next group tonight. That's the Echo Through Hotel group. If the suffix of your call begins with Echo Through Hotel, E through H, please call K4HNR or Net Control.
HNR. Please check in KR4FNC, that's Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot November Charlie. This is Rick in Simpsonville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net.
HNR.
Good evening. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN Harry in Encounter, North Carolina. I will be negative and negative tonight. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
K4HNR.
Sir, please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, 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 KR4EEE, Greg in Hendersonville. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Good evening to everybody on the net. Thanks for calling the net, Connor.
HNR. Good evening, Connor. Please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, Tango, Whiskey, KR4ETW, be Chuck in Campobello. Negative, negative.
And
hello, Leroy.
4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Good little group here. First, we'd like to welcome KR4FNC. That's Mr. Rick over in Simpsonville. I think that's my first time getting you on in my running the net tonight. So welcome, Rick. Thanks for stopping by and checking in with us tonight. We do appreciate it. And next, we'd like to welcome KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up in Candler, North Carolina. Hope you're having a good weekend tonight, Harry. Good to hear from you. And then we'd like to welcome KR4EEE. That's Mr. Greg up in Hendersonville. You're sounding good from up in Hendersonville, Greg. Hope you are doing well, and thanks for checking in with us tonight. And then I think this is another new one for him. Well, I heard you before here, Chuck. That's KR4ETW. That's Mr. Chuck over in Campobello. Good to hear from you tonight, Chuck. Hope you're having a good weekend. And let's try it one more time for the Echo Through Hotel group. Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call K4HNR or Net Control. 4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Moving on down the alphabet. Next is the India Through Lima group. India Through Lima, I Through L. Please call K4HNR or Net Control.
Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. Honor, thank you for calling that. Good evening to you and your family. Good evening to all on the net. For traffic, no problem.
HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome W4IOE. That's Mr. Sid up in Fletcher, North Carolina. You're sounding good from up in Fletcher, Sid. Hope you're having a good weekend, and thanks for stopping by and checking in with us tonight. Let's try one more time for the India Through Lima group. India Through Lima. Please call K4HNR or Net Control. Another search party for the rest of those fine folks. Let's move it on down the alphabet here. The next group is the Mike Through Papa group. If the suffix of your call sign begins with Mike Through Papa, M Through P, please call K4HNR or Net Control. Suspicion we might have to send out a search party for that group too, but we may come back to them. Let's move it on down the alphabet. The next group here is Quebec Through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Quebec Through Tango, Q Through T, please call K4HNR or Net Control.
HNR. Please check in with 4 Sierra Bravo X-ray. That's W4SPX, Brad in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
W4HNR. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Tom's still out there. Hello, Tom.
HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. First, we'd like to welcome W4SBX. That's Mr. Brad over in Simpsonville. Hope you're having a good weekend, Brad. Thanks for stopping by and checking in with us tonight. And then we'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris over in Liberty. And Mr. Chris, you just missed Mr. Tom. He was here earlier and he checked in, but he did say hello to you. So hope y'all can cross paths maybe tomorrow night when we check in here. But let's try one more time for the Quebec Through Tango group, Q Through T. Just call K4HNR or Net Control. But it's time for the patient group on a Saturday night. Let's wrap it up here with the Uniform Through Zulu group, U Through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Just call K4HNR or Net Control.
K4HNR. Connor, hello to you and Gabrielle and everyone on the net, and thank you for calling it. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane in Cleveland, and no traffic, no table tonight, Connor. Nice to hear you.
Here in Kilo, Quebec, 4, Zulu, Yankee Uniform. That's KQ4ZYU. Alan, I'm over in Richburg, South Carolina tonight. No traffic, no comment.
HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And first we'd like to welcome, that's my father-in-law and my Elmer, Mr. Shane. That's N4ZLK over in Cleveland. Good to hear from you tonight, Shane. Thanks for checking in, and I appreciate it. Yeah, hello to you and Beth as well, and hope you guys have a good night and a good rest of your weekend. And then we'd like to welcome KQ4ZYU. That's Mr. Allen over in Richburg, South Carolina. Thanks for stopping by and checking in with us tonight, Allen. Hope you're having a good weekend. And let's try one more time for the Uniform Through Zulu group, U Through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call K4HNR or Net Control. Go ahead and open up to the whole alphabet. If anyone out there would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, just call K4HNR or Net Control.
Sir? Check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Quebec, Hotel, Victor, KQ4QHZ. This is Nick over in Pendleton, and I'll be negative and negative.
HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KQ4QHV, and that's Mr. Nick over in Pendleton, South Carolina. Sounding good tonight, Nick. Good to hear from you. Hope you're having a good weekend, and thanks for stopping by and checking in with us tonight. And let's try one more time for the whole alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call K4HNR or Net Control.
Kindly check in Kilo 4. Lima, Whiskey, Echo. K4LWE. Larry in Piedmont, no traffic, no comment.
4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome K4LWE. That's Mr. Larry over in Piedmont. Thanks for stopping by and checking in with us tonight, Larry. Hope you're having a good weekend. All right. We better try one more time for the whole alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Just call K4HNR or net control.
Good to hear you. Appreciate you calling the net for us on Saturday night. Feels like an anagram with my call sign. But if you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Connor. No traffic, no comment. 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And, yeah, we'd like to welcome AK4HR. So close to my call sign, but, yeah, glad to get you checked in here, Mike. That's Mike over in Simpsonville. Yeah, hope you're having a great weekend and look forward to, I believe you're calling the net next Saturday. I think that's how it works out. So, but yeah, appreciate you checking in. Hope you have a good rest of your weekend. And I'm going to keep this open until it's just crickets out there. So I'm going to open it up maybe one more time. We'll see. But if anyone would like to check in, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, just call K4HNR or net control. To hear it, but that long silence usually means we've got everybody. So this is K4HNR now securing the formal portion of the net with a special thanks to everyone for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may now do so. And I don't have anyone up on the stump tonight, so let me go ahead and ask one more time. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? If so, just call K4HNR or net control.
Sure. Glad I could just slip on in at the end and get in there. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Well, ZI, Duncan, you have to stay a few more extra minutes.
Yes, hang around here for a bit, KO4JKV.
For the night, I just want to ask Duncan something, KI4LZI.
4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And there he is, Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV, up in Asheville. You're sounding good tonight, Duncan. I was wondering where you were. And glad we can get you checked in here tonight. Better late than never. One more time here, just to make sure. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? If so, just call K4HNR or net control.
HNR. Hey, Connor, I just thought I'd mention, this is KR4FNC. Just looked up in my log, and I said, the last time I checked in with you was November 23rd. So, can't be the first time I've been talking to you. And, by the way, I am neighbors with Mike, KR4HR. Can't get it right. AK4HR. Anyway, just want to let you know.
FNC, yeah, K4HNR. Okay, awesome. Yeah, small world. That's funny. Well, yeah, I'm glad to hear that. Okay, there's been so many new KR4 call signs which is awesome. That's great to hear. More people getting into the hobby, and that's awesome to see these new ones come around. And okay, well, that's cool. I thought that this was the first time, but yeah, thanks for checking that. I appreciate that. Glad we can get you checked in here again. And I've got so many call signs rattling around my head. I apologize. I didn't remember that. But, yeah, that's awesome. So you're down there in Simpsonville near Mike. Yeah, AK4HR. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That's correct. He's about, 200 meters to the to the east of me.
Small world. That's great. And when did you get your call sign?
Got it in July. In July, and then picked up my general about a month ago.
Awesome. Well, welcome to the hobby. Okay, that's right. Yeah, I think I do remember talking to you back there in November. I got my call sign. I got my. I took both tests at the same time. I did the technician and the general in the same day. So I think I'd be in, that was a couple years ago, I think I'd be in trouble if I tried to pass either one now. I learned just enough to be dangerous and to get into and get my call sign, and now I just
just run the net every now and then and chat every now and then. I need to do a little bit more with it, but welcome to the hobby nonetheless.
Kind of looking forward to it, but, yeah, tight budget and don't want to spend a whole lot on a whole bunch of equipment just yet. But looking at it, we'll see what we can do. We'll make it work.
Yeah, there's no problem at all. You've got all you need to be able to check into the net, at least make a couple contacts, and that's that's just what it's there for. So that's great. I'm glad to hear you're having fun and already able to get your general. That's pretty exciting. Do you think you'll keep going and get the extra?
Extra? Yeah, that may be another stretch. I got to see, do I have a need for it? Do I really need those extra frequencies to go to? That's more equipment to get into, and I'm kind of looking at it going, yeah, let me give it some time. KR4FNC.
Yeah, the technician and the general, that gives you plenty to to have some fun with, make a lot of contacts. Yeah, that can keep you busy for years. I don't know if I'll ever get the extra, but yeah, I need to at least, you know, do a good bit with these first two. And learn all that they have that you give me access to. So, well, awesome. Well, good to hear from you. But yeah, did you have any other comments or anything?
That was about all I had. Like I said, I just did a quick look up to say, oh yeah, talk to you back in November, you know, right before Thanksgiving. So, works out very well, and I enjoy it. I've been logging on the net virtually every night, at least four times a week. So. Getting to know people, getting to hear more Carl Sines, and hopefully they're getting to hear me. So eventually we all get known.
That's awesome. Well, I hope you have a great rest of your weekend. And, yeah, I do this every Saturday except for the first Saturday of the month for right now. So, yeah, we'll look forward to maybe talking to you outside of the net one night and checking you in here on the on the next time that I'm running it. But, yeah, KR4FNC, hope you have a good rest of your weekend. This is K4HNR.
Sir. All right. 73C, you have a great evening. Thanks for calling the net. You did a great job. So, this is KR4FNC. I'll be standing by.
Match, I appreciate it. All right. And let me go ahead and pause here and let any Echolink stations and Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net check in. Just call K4HNR or net control.
K4HNR, Connor, check in. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA, Stephen Greenwood, good evening to yourself and all of the net. No traffic, no table, and Happy New Year to all.
This is K4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KA4PQA, that's Mr. Stephen over in Greenwood. And yeah, Happy New Year to you as well, Stephen. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us tonight. Hope you have a good rest of your weekend and a Happy New Year. All right, and with that, let's open it up one last time. Have I missed anybody for the whole alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Just call K4HNR or net control.
4HNR. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everybody have a good night. 73.
K4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry over in Greer, and his wife Donna, KC4FMK. Hope you guys are doing well tonight, Larry. I was wondering where you were. Glad we can get you checked in here tonight. And Larry and Donna, hope you guys have a great rest of your weekend. Let me try one more time for the whole alphabet. I want to make sure I didn't miss anybody. If anyone would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, just call K4HNR or net control. Tomorrow night, Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX, will be running the net at 9 o'clock. We're here every night at 9 o'clock, and he's running it tomorrow night. I'm sure he'd appreciate you stopping by to check in with him. Let me go ahead and pause here, and I will send the net report. 4HNR now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks to everybody for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to its normal amateur use. 73s, everybody. God bless, and hope y'all have a Happy New Year.
JKB, KR4LZI.
KI4LZI, this is KO4JKB. What's going on, Andy?
Those WWV frequencies I was telling you about. Did you find those WWV frequencies I was telling you about on HF spectrum?
Is out, and I go to there often just to see how propagation is working and stuff like that, and yeah, that's very helpful.
It should be at 18 minutes past the hour, they tell you everything that, oh man. You know who I'm talking about, even though I can't right now come up with his name or his call sign, but 18 minutes past the hour, they do that always, and see, there's a frequency somewhere that will work, usually. You just have to find which frequency it is.
I think what you're talking about is like, I forgot it too, I think it's like W1AV or W1AW or something like that, but Yeah, I do check those. Also, I was thinking, I remember you mentioned that you listened on radio for years before you picked up the mic. And I like sometimes scrolling around shortwave stations, and just above 40 meters, I saw it was a net. It was out of the band. It might have been government or something. It was interesting. It's like 7.650 or something like that. I think they do it like 9 o'clock in the morning. But what kind of stuff that do you recommend me and all the other people to listen for?
There's plenty that even I don't know about. So don't think I know everything. But I've known about WWV. And, of course, there's ARRL done a thing on it a long time ago about WWV. In the QST issue of March 2022, they done a good article there on WWV. They did and tells you how it got started and all the details about it. Yeah, I found it about WWV before I saw the article. But there's also one that's in Canada called CHU Canada. It's on 14670, 3330, 7850. There may be others, but that's just the ones I'm aware of.
Pat, I wrote that down. I got my pen and paper. Once you called my call sign, I was like, I better get a pen and paper. But CHU Canada, 14670, 3330, 7850. And that net I was talking about, that the interesting, strange net that's out of band for us amateurs, I wrote it down here too. I saw it on Wednesday at 9 a.m., and then again at Saturday at 9 a.m., and it was on frequency 7.684. And their call signs were like an AA or an AF, so they were, it was probably some official business, but it's cool to listen to if you ever wanted to check that out.
For LZI5D, what, from the call signs you're demonstrating, because I know some other people up here around me that was in Mars. That sounds like some Mars call signs. There's a lot of people that's in amateur radio and also in Mars, too. And you'll hear some of the Mars stuff going on as well. As well, one time, I don't know what at all, I only heard it one time. And I had another friend on us when I didn't look it up. But one time I heard something that had to do with the Navy and the Coast Guard on 4316 upper sideband. I just heard that just by chance, I did. When they was giving weather reports for ships in the Navy and the Coast Guard, there's all kinds of things down there on the HF spectrum to be heard. I just assume most people, would know about WWV, because it dates back to 1920, but for anybody that's new, it's there to hear.
LZI, and this is KO4JKV, and I wrote that down, what you heard, net you were talking about, but when I was talking about that net I was listening to on 7.684, that is close to the 40-meter band, but you said something that jogged my memory. That was upper sideband too, even though it was down close to 40 meters. They were using upper sideband, and they did a whole net, and a lot of different countries, accents, and stuff like that. It was really interesting. They didn't really talk business. It was just a roll call or something like that. But sometimes, I tell you what, if I have to wake up way early in the morning, and I plan on going back to bed, but I'll think, it's 5 o'clock in the morning, let's just spin the dial a little bit, hear what I can hear. And you never know what you can discover. Over.
Poor LZI, if I do, this time by, I don't remember if I've told you about it or not, and they're phasing it out, so you won't hear it a whole lot much longer. But on 3485, up there just outside the 80-meter band, around here, when it come to all these airports around, there used to be a thing that was done for pilots out there. On 3485, it used to be here on the east in the Caribbean. I hadn't heard it in a while, so I got my doubts they're still doing it. And when that one wasn't going on, you would hear one for up in Canada, the same type thing, out for Canada up there. And if you listen around on certain other frequencies, I don't have all these frequencies implanted in my brain, but they are around with something similar to the same thing over in Europe and other various places. You'll have to run across them just by accident, being that it's government kind of thing. It'll always be upper sideband.
That it seems to be a pattern. The upper sideband is kind of the standard there. And, yeah, it's always interesting to spin the dial. Sometimes I'm just fixed on making contact in my privileges, and I forget that I have this great radio, and I can go all over the spectrum and listen and see what's going on. So I watched a YouTube video on, like, pirate radio stations where you can find them and listen to them. You never really know, but I think maybe I've stumbled upon one, but I don't know where to listen. But that's another thing. If something never happens, talk anymore, I'll do a lot more listening, and that's one thing I'd like to do, just find unique transmissions. The radio that I use doesn't have a waterfall, so I have to spin the dial, but I guess a waterfall would help better find signals. But when you listen on shortwave and stuff like that, what radio do you use?
The radios I've had don't have waterfalls either, because you got to spend a lot of extra money to get that. Right now, I'm just using a IC718, and prior to that, I had a realistic DX160. That's what I had prior to the 718, so I've never had anything with a waterfall either. I just, a lot of this stuff, over the years and the decades, I picked up on what I didn't, as I say, read that in QST about WWV, but I knew about them long before I saw that in QST. with the WWV.
Yeah, sometimes I'll just bring a little shortwave radio out on the back deck and then just kind of spin the dial at just a little Texan 330. And you can listen to hams talking and also shortwave and stuff like that. So, yep, I like listening just as much as I do making contact. So, man, thanks for that information, Andy. And you've had a good Christmas. Looking forward to the new year. Over.
I figured you up at some point, if you ever knew about WWV, you could get your own reports about the solar reports there at 18 minutes past the hour, at least, until they shut it down, but they hadn't shut it down yet. So, make use of it, as I was telling you about it, make use of it, 18 minutes past the hour on one of their WWV frequencies, you can get the solar report there.
Good, I wrote it down a second time, so 18 minutes past the hour on WWV, and they'll give you the solar reports, which is good. And last I checked, solar activity has been pretty good. I've been making some pretty good contact. And last question for you, Andy. I guess WWV is at it, what, there's the three slots, like 5, 10, and 15. Is there another one?
Also, 20 kilohertz as well.
I'm going to be up for at least another hour, so I'll put a little timer on, and I'll spin the dial and see if I can get that report at 18 past the hour.
16 and 20 kilohertz is generally best during the daytime. 5 and 10 is generally what's used, you know, in the wee hours of morning and late night. And, of course, the other one, medium wave, 2.5, is what's used right around the area out there where they're at.
Good. That checks out. And so if I can't hear anything tonight, I'll check it in the morning. But I usually check it. And, yeah, that's good stuff as always. So good talking to you, Andy. KI4LZI, KO4JKV.
Then, while they're on the air, continue to be on the air, using like that for the solar report while they're still there. I'll go ahead and let you go. I was just wondering how you come about with all that. KO4JKV, KI4LZI.
Always good talking to you, and I will check that out. And I hope you have a good new year. And I hope you need to check into my nets. I see that you do a lot of do the pre-net check-ins, so we got to hear you checking in.
Well, usually from 9 to 10, you was talking about HF and shortwave. That's usually where I'm at on a certain broadcast Monday through Friday. From 9 to 10 on shortwave. So that's kind of why I do a lot of, you know, especially Monday through Friday, pre-net, because I'm listening around on a certain broadcast at that time.
Sounds good. Yeah, that's there's a good broadcast of mine on shortwave. It starts at 9. And then on Mondays, I got to run the net. So that checks out. But all right, Andy, always good talking to you. And you are a wealth of knowledge, sir, and always good to talk to you. KI4LZI, KO4JKV, I'll be clear on your final.
Like I said, comes from years of listening around. KI4LZI.
I've got a lot of years of listening and know a lot of stuff, so if I have any questions, I know where to go. 3, Andy, KI4LZI, KO4JKV, I'm clear.
KI4LZI, I just wanted to make sure you had found that by now.
I have not found it. I haven't found that. I've been on WWV many times. As a matter of fact, I just got a new radio recently, and it was off frequency, so just a little bit. So I installed a chip into my radio, and I had to turn it to WWV because it has that tone. And then I synced my CW tone with that, and you can hear the warbling because it's off tone. And then I did a little trim pot and tuned it in perfectly. So now the radio is perfect, but that I went to WWV for that, you know, where it has that click, click, click in the tone. So yeah, that was helpful right there.
And that was also one of the reasons I went on here in the 20s, because this FEM gear was a whole lot less, let's put it this way, easier to tune. Way back, you go look at Radio Boulevard, I may have told you about it, Radio BLVD, RadioBoulevard.com, and look at some of the gear from back in those days. That's partly why WWV was around from the beginning, to make it easier to tune in and stuff, to make sure you got your ability to tune in more accurate. KI4LZI.
Sounds good. I wrote that down. Radio Boulevard. Almost set up for sure. And you said it has a bunch of old radio stuff. I was just curious, so one more question. Have you ever been to that, have you been to the West Cars Ham Fest out in Waynesville, North Carolina? And then maybe stopped in to see that Astro Radio Museum?
Me and another solid key went out there one time. I've been out to West Cars once, out there at the Waynesville, out there at the fairground. Been once. I think you'll find that RadioBoulevard.com website very fascinating, because there's lots of ham gear on there that dates back, way back before either one of us was ever living. Old tube gear and such stuff as that. So you'll find it very fascinating. Even I do, because it's long before I even knew about this myself. KI4LZI.
LZI, KO4JKV. And that's what I'll do. As soon as I log off here, I will check out Radio Boulevard and see what's going on.
It's BLVD you put in, otherwise you won't get it to come up right. It's got to be BLVD, RadioBoulevard.com. It's a place out in Nevada that's got all kinds of old radio gear that's been restored. KI4LZI.
Put down www.radioblvd.com out in Nevada. Awesome. Thanks for that info. I will check it out right now.
From ARRL, where I got that. KI4LZI.
Good. When you said that you got it from the ARRL, is that their website, or do they still send out newsletters?
That website out of the QST years ago, I got that out of QST because I was in the process of trying to get an old Silvertone 1940 receiver back in working order, and I found that there in the QST and wrote it down, and I've been on it many, many times over the years since then.
Sounds good. So I was also curious about, you probably have a lot of radio, this and that, and cool things. As far as radios go, what is your favorite, most prized possession right now?
I'll put it this way, KI4LZI, the easiest 2-meter transceiver that's easiest to use, I can't use. Repeater, 82, 145.19, 146.76, Clegg FM28. It's a frequency synthesized 2-meter transceiver. But it doesn't have a tone board, so you're very limited you can use it at.
I've seen a lot of older 2-meter transceivers that are really interesting, and I know that some of them you can do other modes except besides just FM. I don't know if anybody uses sideband or TW much anymore, but I'd like to see that come back. That'd be pretty neat.
Of course, 2-meter sideband goes, you can do that. When they have those, I'm trying to remember that Eric told me years ago about, there's certain times of the year where there's VHF, UHF done, and it's just that. Well, during those times, 3/4 of it is sideband, and 1/4 of it will be simplex on FM.
Good. Yeah, I haven't delved into that, but I was hoping that if I could find some local people that are into CW that wanted to try to do some simplex 2-meter CW, that would be pretty neat. But other than that, I just stick to the good old FM like we're talking on right now. Nice, clear sounding audio. One more thing. Today I drove around, went up on the parkway. I did have my HT with me, and I thought about trying to make contact as I went up on the parkway, but we had family with us, so I really couldn't do it. But you have a lot of experience with 2 meters. Even if it's meteor scatter or you just got to a high place, do you remember what the longest simplex contact you've ever made?
To be honest, I done it on 6-meter simplex on FM on 52.525. Right here on this very radio, I talked somebody up. Let's see, what was that? Up where Biden come from, up there. That stayed up in the northeast up there. Right now, I'm not remembering where Biden's state was, but up in there one time years ago on 52.525, I talked to someone on 6 meters FM simplex up there.
LZI, KO4JKV. Well, that's a good trip right there. I've actually never made a 6-meter contact. I've gone on 6 meters and listened around a little bit, haven't heard anything, but I don't know much about it, and I don't know where to start listening, but I'll give that a shot, maybe.
KI4LZI. Well, we used to up here, and the man sold it, and the current person who hasn't never put it back up. We had a 5314 6-meter FM repeater on Caesar's Head. It's currently down right now, and I don't know when it'll be back up. And that's partly why I bought this 8900 years ago for. We used to have some activity over here in Pickens County on that 6-meter repeater. And I'm sure you know about Sid's net up there on Bear Waller that he has up there at 9 p.m. on Friday up there on that one. I'm sure you're aware of it, but that's how I come to end up with 6-meter FM capability, and I don't even remember now. I was just tuning around by chance, and I worked that station up there in the northeast on 6-meter simplex just out of the whim. I just by chance worked it.
Those great contacts happen when just by chance. You just walk by the radio and you're like, you know what, I'm going to turn it on and see what happens, and you get a great contact. And yeah, I'm very familiar with Sid's net, and I've listened to it twice. Once I just listened. The second time, I had my radio all ready to go with the tone and the antenna tuned. And I transmitted, nothing happened. So something went bad on my end, but I can hear the net pretty good. And I should try it again on Friday. I don't have the exact, I think it's every Friday at 9 p.m. And so I should give 6 meters a try, over.
It's all at last time. I can't hear if it's a 3-1-3-0 reliably here. Every now and then I hear it here. And when I have been lucky enough to hear it, I have checked in with Sid on his net up there and talked on it up there. But I don't hear it all that reliably here at the 53-1-3-0. But that's how I come to end up with 6 meter FM capabilities, because we used to do a little bit here with that repeater on Caesar's head that's down now. But that's how I, just by chance, I heard that personal 6 meter simplex up out there, Delaware. Now it's coming to my mind, Delaware up there. Well, the best thing I can advise when it comes to such things, what's got to do with 6 meter, or say 10 FM, sometimes I've got a scanner here that's got FM for 6 and 10 meter on it. And I scan it almost all the time when I'm not listening to HF shortwave. And I kind of pick up on when the band opens up like that under those conditions.
That makes sense. And I just had a thought, and I forgot what I was getting ready to say. But it had to do with 6 meters and maybe 10 meters, but maybe not. But 6 meters, if you're just going to listen, and if there's anybody listening to this net right now, if you just wanted to hear some hams talking and maybe calling CQ, where do you listen?
As far as... 718 will do 10 meters, but I don't have a resident antenna, so I can't transmit there. I can't. And with this 8900, it'll do 6 meter FM, it will, because we used to have something up here. So I can listen to the FM part also. If the band opens up, then I pick it up on the scanner first.
Back to 6 meters. On 6 meters, if you're wanting to listen to hams talking on the 6 meter band, what's the go-to range? I could find out the calling frequency, but is there a range to scan for 6 meters?
For LZI. Let's see, the last weekend in June is always the big field day. Well, the prior weekend of that is usually when that VHF-UHF contest takes place. Plus, there's another one, I can't remember the exact date, though. There's another weekend in September where the VHF-UHF contest takes place. Three-fourths of it is sideband, and a fourth of it is FM simplex.
Remember one time you recommended me, it was when I was, before I got my general, you recommended for me to check out that VHF-UHF contest, and I didn't at that point, but that was a good thing to do. And also, I was going to look up, because there's some new nets that came up. Not really me, I'm in Asheville, but upstate South Carolina, they're doing some simplex nets, and they're doing some 10-meter nets, simplex 2 meters. Have you ever done any of those 2-meter simplex nets, Sandy?
A time or two, but my location here is not very good. For FM, in general, it's not that good. So, I have done two or three of them, but most people never hear me.
I understood, because, yeah, the net that I'm talking about, I think somebody in the Greenville area does it. I'm looking right now. Simplex. First Tuesday every month on 14652 at 8:30 p.m. Everyone tries to make contact with each other, and on meet up here on this net at 8:30 p.m. right before, just kind of have a little check-in, and then they branch off and try to do that simplex. You might get lucky if you ever tried it. I tried to listen to it once, but I'm so far away, I'm not going to hear anybody.